What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Really?
But I am a cell phone. Am I touching you too much?
No, I like it when you touch me. Welcome to Thought Police. We're back. It's episode 5 of me and Lewis Schaefer.
Did they hear that when you said, I like you when you touch me?
I did. I think so.
Did they hear that?
I think so. Yeah, I think we were on.
It gave me a tingle.
No. You were telling me that you're a self-harmer just now.
I can't hear in this ear because I one of the guilty pleasures I have is we call it Q-tips.
You call them Q-tips, yeah. We call them cotton swabs.
Yeah.
Do you know, I get the same problem, right? Because the mother of my children thinks I'm an idiot. Because I go to the gym, they have those Q-tips there. And I stick them in my ear.
Yeah.
And because my ears get all this really bad kind of waxy buildup.
Yeah.
Because particularly my left ear, because I usually got an earphone in there. And you put it in and sometimes it's black.
Yeah.
Right? And she's like, that's not what they're for. I'm like, what are they for then?
Yeah, what are they
for? If you don't put them in your ear, what do you do with them? What else do you do with them?
You do them whenever you need a cotton swab.
No, but what else would you do with a cotton swab?
I know, but you know what they've changed?
Put it up your nose, maybe?
It used to be a wooden thing, which made it really possible to pound it in there.
Well, but you don't stick it all the way in, do you? That would be wrong.
No, you try not to, but I think I did, and I hurt my ear, and now I can't hear it.
Oh, really? What, you think you've actually damaged the perforated eardrum?
Yes, and I notice I've got like two little marks here. Does this look like holes in my... I used to be perfect.
Yeah. It looks like you've been bitten by a vampire.
Yeah, so I've got like holes. Maybe it's true. I do live in Nunhead, which is part of Peckham.
Yeah, there probably are vampires there.
Yeah, it's a messy, messy place.
Right.
No, you wake up one day and you realize I've just harmed myself. I'm a self-harmer.
Yeah. I do that with like scratching myself.
Yeah.
I wake up sometimes scratching. I scratch myself in my sleep.
Yeah.
And sometimes to the point where I bleed.
Yeah, that's, I think
which
that's,
is not good. Yeah.
Well, I think that's how I got my thing here.
Right.
It was like rubbing my face. You don't even notice just by living. Same thing with my fingers, with the cuticles. I don't bite my fingernails, but my cuticles. And I think what happens is we reach a certain age.
Yeah.
We're not perfect anymore.
No.
Just by living.
I'm not sure I ever was perfect, though.
No, you definitely
to be honest. I don't think I ever was, but you may have been.
I wasn't perfect.
I've seen pictures of you from when you were younger.
Did I look better?
You had a kind of matinee idol kind of look about it.
That's interesting you would say that.
Yeah. Are we all right to carry on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hooch is just messing
around. Did you say I had a matinee
idol kind of look?
Can I just tell you something?
You know, like Cary Grant kind of thing.
I actually think I'm, whether I'm better looking or not, I actually think I'm good looking. Whereas back in the day, I never even thought about it. I wish someone had said to me, you're really good.
Yeah, but you don't really think about that, do you, as a young man? You don't go, I'm really good looking, do you?
Well, there are guys who think that they're really good looking.
Well, there are now. Girls. Well, now there are, because we now live in a narcissistic-driven society.
And we as men were never complimented. No one ever says you're really good looking to men. Like the way you would to a woman.
You don't need to be told, though.
Yes, you do.
No, because if you can get women, right, you know you're good looking. Or at least they'd like you for another reason. It doesn't matter.
I didn't think I could.
I was always funny, right? Yeah. And so I never really cared what I looked like. And neither did anybody else, apparently. Because when I got fat and ugly, they were still sleeping with me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I knew that, therefore, it wasn't how I looked that was doing it.
Because with me, they stopped. They stopped sleeping with me. And then I married.
Did they?
I married my son's mother.
Right. Well, in desperation.
Well, she was the only one who was nice to me.
Okay.
You know, so you
only for a while, though. Didn't stay that way.
No, she got what she wanted out of me.
Yeah.
You know?
The point is
with women, when you see a pretty girl, you go, wow, you know, you're really pretty, I really like your hair. But nobody comes up to a guy and says,
I've never said that to a woman. Do you actually say that to women? You're pretty.
No.
I don't say that.
No, you do.
Because I don't think telling a woman she's pretty is a good move, frankly.
No, it isn't a good move.
No. I mean, tell them they're smart, tell them they're funny, tell them they're interesting, you know, tell them anything. Old bollocks, but don't tell them they're pretty because they'll think you're some kind of misogynist.
You have to remember that you are a winner, kind of.
I am a winner, yeah.
Yeah, you are a winner. You don't look like a winner.
No, that's the funny part, right?
But you are a winner.
That's my secret weapon. Yeah. People go, crikey, I didn't know he was that good.
Yeah, right? And then suddenly they're all over you. With me, I am a failure. And
I don't think you are a failure.
I am a failure.
You say you are. But that doesn't mean it's true.
It is true.
I think it's part of your shtick where, you know, some men use a kind of, you know, I'm downtrodden, I'm stupid, I'm, you know, I'm a failure.
Yeah, yeah,
Maybe that works for you.
No.
No?
No, it doesn't work. It's true. It's true. it is true. Well, it is true. I am a failure. I'm living...
How do you define failure, though?
I'm a failure is I'm a New York Jew. I should be rich. I should be controlling things. Yes, I'm a poor Jew.
That's no good.
No.
How does that happen?
Because
haven't you got like family money or something?
No.
Haven't you Nazi gold or anything?
No, nothing. Nothing. And as a Jew, people look at me and they think, oh, he should be controlling the world.
Right.
And I can barely control my flat in Nunhead, a two-bedroom flat in Nunhead.
But how has this happened? I mean, you came from a poor background, right?
Well,
but you must have had money at one point.
Well, my father was a patent attorney, but he had no money.
He was a lawyer.
He was a lawyer,
so how could he be a poor Jewish lawyer? You're joking.
Because that's the thing.
He must have been shit at it then.
Because my mother was like crazy. She was in and out of mental hospitals when I was a kid.
Do you think any of that rubbed off on you?
Yes, I think it did.
Do you think you have like the gene?
I think it did. This is me and you doing this. This is week five. I'm waiting for you to fire me.
I know, but that's not going to happen. I'm not going to fire you.
I know.
People like it. Do you know what? Two things happened in the last week regarding this podcast. I had two phone calls.
Okay, good. That's what I like to hear.
One from my daughter, who is very smart, very clever, American, actually, born in New York. NYU.
So she doesn't have like an English accent?
No, she has an American accent.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And she lives in Dubai, and she has a good job. And she said, I've just discovered this podcast that you're doing with this guy, Lewis. Where did you find him? I love it, she said. I'm just about to listen to the one about divorce. I'm a bit worried about what you're going to say. But she listened to that. She still loved it.
Is she married?
She's not married, but she's with a guy. Oh, right. And I think they've got a dog together and they've moved in together.
How old is she?
She's 36.
Okay.
And she's brilliant, and she runs the bureau for CNBC out there in television.
Yeah.
And she's a very smart girl, and she loved it. And then my sister, who lives in Connecticut, also rang and said, you know, I love this new podcast with this guy, Lewis Schaefer. Where did you find him? So, you know, I figure that's a pretty good...
That is good. That's good to hear.
Pretty good vote of confidence.
That's the only thing that I like. I don't like when somebody says, I saw you and I love you. That doesn't mean anything.
No.
Because people lie.
No.
But when you tell
me... No, my family are very straight with me. They'll tell me when I'm being a wanker.
It's a third-person opinion. Yeah. That's the only
thing. And also, they're not trying to butter me up. They don't need to, right? Because they will tell me if I've
done
something
that I don't
like. But
if it doesn't work out, you can fire me. I'm not going to fire you.
No, it is working. But it is working out. We're in the charts, right?
Yes.
which I think is a great thing.
Yeah.
We're in the same, you know, politics podcast chart, even though we're not really politics podcast,
yes,
but it
yeah.
used to be. You know, we're in there with Piers Morgan and, you know, what's her face, Megyn Kelly. You know, these are all the same people in the charts, you know. The Telegraph podcast, right. you know, news agents, mm-hmm. all these, you know, highfalutin journalist types who think they're really clever.
Okay.
Alistair Campbell. Yeah. We're in the same chart.
Okay.
So, you know, I think it's going well.
I can't think about it. But I'm moving forward. Because with me, I have a thing, and then I stop. And
right.
then I start again.
Right.
And then I stop. And the key to success is you just got to keep going.
You got to keep going. And also,
yeah.
it's not terribly taxing to do it once a week. If you're doing it like three times a week, mm. you might get burned out.
Well, I do my stream every single day.
You do your stream every day.
90 minutes. Maybe I'm getting burnt out from that. Though the numbers seem to be rising.
Is that going well?
I can't tell. It's an absolute nothingness. There's no content. There's no AI. There's no script.
We were talking about AI before. Yeah. I'm not a fan of AI.
It's like saying I'm not a fan of a pen. It's a pen. It's what you do with your pen.
No, but I don't use it at all. I mean, everyone I know uses Grok or... ChatGPT. I literally don't use it.
For information or to
design
something? Yeah,
for all sorts of things. You know, for finding out the answer to something. You know, my son, for example, his car overheated when he was driving down the motorway. And he said, I pulled over and I looked up on ChatGPT how to fix it. And I went, really? Yeah. I wouldn't know how to do that. And then he fixed it and then he carried on.
It's the same thing as Google, you know. You pull over Google and so instead of it having been...
Yeah, but see, I wouldn't do that either because I'm not from that generation. I wouldn't Google it. If I didn't know how to do it,
right?
I'd have to call somebody and go, what do I do?
And you're probably better off than getting started
or call a mechanic. Because, you know, the problem is if you don't know what you're doing...
Yeah.
And this is where I have an issue with AI and with Google. I had a producer once, right, when I was at Talk, and he didn't know anything.
Yeah.
Literally nothing. He had no basic knowledge of anything. And I used to say to him, how do you not know this? And he's like, I don't need to know anything. I could just Google it.
Yeah.
And that's their kind of, you know, he was in his 20s. That was his view. And I went, no. Because if you don't know what you're Googling, how can you Google it?
Well, he says he doesn't know anything, but people do
know
stuff.
No, I said he didn't know anything.
Yeah, but he probably does know stuff.
Well, he didn't know anything that I wanted him to know.
Yeah, well, that's something
which
else.
Is not helpful.
Well,
right? If I said to him, could you recite me the prime ministers from the Second World War to now, he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Whereas I was taught that when I was a kid in, you know, politics class or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So I could pretty much name them all. I might have forgotten a few now because I haven't done it for a while. But his view was, I'd just look it up.
So does he forget those things? But eventually, if he was probably pressed, he probably could come up with the answer.
No, I don't think you could, because I think we've taught a whole generation of kids...
To forget.
Not to learn anything.
Forget, that's what it is.
No, but not to know anything.
Because they don't have to say...
Because you don't need to know it.
You're going to have a test tomorrow, you need to know every prime minister.
Right.
I'm not even sure that I could do that.
You want to try?
Churchill.
From 1945?
Churchill.
Yeah.
Margaret Thatcher.
There's quite a bit
Tony
in between.
Tony Blair.
between Churchill and Margaret Thatcher's about two
Anthony
decades.
Anthony Eden. Was
Anthony
he one?
Eden. Yeah, he was.
Was he one?
Very briefly.
Heath.
Yeah. Are you going to do it in any kind of chronological order or not?
Wilson.
What about Clement Attlee? You forgot him.
Well, when was he? Was he right after?
He was after Churchill.
After Churchill.
Yeah, he was the guy that invented the NHS.
Yeah. So we should hunt him down
Clement
and kill
Attlee.
Him.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, absolutely.
We should That's what I've been thinking. The point is, here is the point. When you say I don't like AIs, people used to say I don't like the TV. Remember when the TV came?
I get that, but I may be a dinosaur in that way. But
no, not just a dinosaur.
I just don't feel
it does a million different things. AI. The thing that bothers me about AI is you don't know who the actual person is that made the video. Where it's made, who made it.
Right.
So it could have been made by the evil communists.
Or it's just made in the ether, right? It's not, because it's not real.
Yeah. Well, it has to be made by somebody. Somebody writes the script.
Well, it's made by a program, presumably, right? I mean, I was listening to something the other day on the radio where they were talking about how you shouldn't blame AI for the ability to hack into things because the AI only does what it's instructed to do. Yeah. And if you ask AI to find out some information, it doesn't know that it's not supposed to hack your account.
Yeah.
So it hacks your account to get the information so it can report back. And you get hacked as a result.
Right.
But it's the fault of the people who actually designed it rather than, you know, the AI itself. But I still just don't get it. I'm just like, I don't understand what it's supposed to be improving in our lives. What's it improving?
Supposedly, they don't even understand where the information comes from.
I mean, for example, I've just written a book, believe it or not, which is coming out in a couple of weeks' time.
You're always showing off.
I'm not. I didn't mean to show off. But somebody said to me, oh, use AI? Yeah. I went, no, of course not. I wrote it myself because I actually quite like writing. I enjoy writing. It's what I actually can do. It's what my original job was writing.
And you enjoy writing.
I like writing.
That's like showing off.
Is it?
Yes.
But I like writing.
Everything you say is like a pain in my heart.
I'm good at it, though, as well. It's even worse,
It's even worse. And you enjoy it.
Yeah, I enjoy it, and I'm good at it.
And you're not, you don't spend all day long worrying about how many calories you're eating.
No.
And you're getting girls to like you. So the whole thing is,
I'm just chilled out. You just got to chill out more. You've got to stop worrying.
I do. I worry because, I mean, I would like
to worry because you're a Jew, first of all, right?
True. And a failed Jew.
A failed poor Jew.
Yeah.
No wonder you're riddled with self-doubt.
Yeah, I should be super, super successful. That's the thing. It's like you. I'd like to write a book. I would like to write a book. I'll start writing a book.
Well, I've got a hookup now because I've got this publisher. You write a book for him.
Right.
I'll tell him because he's looking for new authors. But so write a book.
Does anybody read books? Now I'm thinking, why should I write a book? Who reads books?
Well, I don't care if they read it. I just want to buy it.
Yeah, well, someone to buy
it. You
don't
have to buy it. You have to read it.
Yeah, you need...
But the trick is write a short book. It's a short book. It's really short.
How short is short? 100 pages?
15,000... Yeah, about 85 pages.
Yeah.
15,000 words.
Like, what is it? The Wisdom of Mike Graham?
No, it's called Fake News. It's all about the unfortunate... partnership between the media and the government and how they're basically
Is called fascism.
Yeah.
Is that fascism?
It's the suppression of free speech, the suppression of free thought. And I'm writing it from the perspective of somebody who's been in it for long enough to know how it all works.
Right.
And so, you know...
like we at GB News, we weren't allowed to talk about Tommy Robinson.
Right.
We couldn't mention the guy's name.
Right. Yeah. And that was not necessarily written down, and so nobody could ever say, well, these are the rules.
Yeah, we never told him that.
No, you never. They can deny it, right? But you're not allowed to do it. And if somebody says it, everybody goes, and it's all like that. The same when I was at Talk, if we wanted to get somebody on, they'd go, oh, he's a bit of a nutter. Okay, well, now we don't have to worry. You know, now on the independent Mike Graham show, we can get anybody on we want.
Right.
You know.
And they say he's a nutter, but the only thing that makes him a nutter is he's speaking the truth to these people.
It's all relative, isn't it? You know, it's a bit like when you go to Wales, right?
Yeah.
And you say, where did the sheep shaggers begin? And if you're in Cardiff, they go, well, up there.
Yeah.
You know, and they point to the Brecon Beacons. You go to the Brecon Beacons and they go, where are the sheep shaggers? They go, over there. And they just keep pointing further and further north. And so the Nutter Brigade is the same. Yeah. If you're in fucking mainstream journalism, the Nutters are actually not that crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get to where they are, and then you go, well, there's some other Nutters over here. You know, it's all relative, isn't it?
And something happened to me is that I realized that I became a full-on Nutter.
Yeah.
And I go out of my way to be a Nutter.
Right.
Because I'm thinking, if you're not allowed to say this, and that was proven to be right, probably this is even more right.
But the reason that you got cancelled by them was not for being a Nutter. It was for supposedly insulting a fat guy, right?
Yeah, well, that's what they said.
That's ridiculous. Do you think it was another reason?
No, there was another reason. I think there's another reason.
Mm. What else did you say then that you think they didn't like?
I haven't been that supportive of Nigel Farage, maybe.
Right.
Could be that.
Well, yeah, but they have people on there who are not supportive of Nigel Farage.
It could be that I'm a carnivore.
But this is one of the things. I mean, one of the things I write about in the book is Ofcom. You know, Ofcom have this kind of horrible effect on all broadcasters because even though you might not get done by them, you might not get fined by them, everybody's scared of upsetting them. So you don't want to say things that they might not like.
Right.
And they're all run by these left-wing, you know, like idiotic quango types who go, well, if you say that there's no such thing as, you know, man-made climate change, oh, that's a black mark, you know, have to put that down as a black mark. And if you say that, you know, immigration is bad and shit for the country, that's another black mark because they think it's great, you know. And so GB News now, they have to be really careful. They have to balance everything. which is crap. But why should you have to balance everything?
Why should you have to balance it when you're going against the BBC, which is completely imbalanced?
Exactly.
But you know what happened to me is like on my radio show, which I've been doing for 17 years. They haven't fired me from that. Is we're on holiday this week. But
the radio show, does it go in America, the radio show?
No, it's here, Resonance FM, Resonance 104.4.
You've never mentioned that?
No, because it, I'm just hoping no one
is listens. Is it speech radio?
Yes, it's radio. It's
proper radio? Do you have guests on it?
Used to have guests. Right. I used to have content, and now I've stopped doing everything, basically.
Right, okay. So what, you just talk?
I talk, it's like this, talking to a guy on the
radio. That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
I mean, I don't know if it's good. I've gotten zero feedback anyway. Anyway.
Well, you're still doing it.
They haven't fired me after 17 years.
Yeah, so they must like it.
I don't know. You don't know. You don't know why people, I don't know why I'm still here with you. I'm just waiting.
Well, because it's good, that's why.
What do you call that? What do you call that where you're going to be exposed? What is that called?
It's like imposter syndrome, isn't it?
Imposter syndrome.
Do you have that?
No, because I'm not a big enough success to be. You know, maybe you do.
I've never had it because I've always thought, I've never really thought about anything, you know? Yeah. I've always just done it and gone, all right, well, very occasionally have I asked the question, can I actually do this?
Yes. Well,
but not very often.
That's, you're different than I am.
Yeah.
That's the big difference. I think, what the hell am I doing here? It's like, I don't belong here because I'm a creep.
You just lost your microphone. Do you know what was funny? When I first started doing radio, particularly in London, to talk sport, and I used to do the overnight show.
Yeah.
And it was great because there was never anybody there.
Right.
So it was me and there was one guy in the control room and literally the office was empty. And then suddenly I got asked to do a show during the day and there was an office full of people.
And they were listening.
And there was a loudspeaker, right? And so I suddenly got nervous. I was like, because there's all these people.
Yeah, you've got an audience.
But I had an audience. I just couldn't see them.
Yeah, you couldn't see them. Yeah, that's
so
what I mean.
So when you can't see them, I wasn't nervous at all. As soon as I had an audience of people who were outside listening, I thought, shit, you know, and I started to worry about what I was going to say, and, you know, you start to behave slightly differently.
Yeah, of course, because it's a live audience.
But sitting in a dark room overnight, talking to people from all over the world,
like
I didn't have a problem with that.
My daily live stream, I'm just sitting there talking, and I get like, I'm suddenly thinking people are actually listening to
me. But you can see them interacting with you as well, right?
Well, I can see what they're typing back to me, but even, it's just, you know, that's not the same thing as somebody scowling at you or walking out.
No,
you
that's
know, saying,
true.
Saying you're horrible.
Yeah.
What was that? I was about to say something that was interesting.
I don't know. We were going to talk about age, weren't we?
Yeah.
About getting old and how.
Well, we're at the age.
Because we're at that age.
We're at the death age.
Well, because Rod Little died yesterday.
Yes, and he was fat.
Well, he actually wasn't as fat as he had been. He got healthy. He stopped smoking.
How many years had he stopped smoking?
Well, I think I haven't worked at Talk for at least 2 years, and he had stopped smoking at least a year or two before that. So
was he your friend before I insult him? I don't even know.
I mean, he was a guy that I knew. You know, I wouldn't say he was my friend, but he was a guy that I knew, and I worked with him, and he was on my show a lot. I mean, you probably should say I'm his friend, but, you know, that feels like a bit of an overreach.
Right.
You know, because I would talk to him maybe once a week and on the air.
Yeah.
And he didn't really come to London that much. So I don't think, and we'd been to a few parties together, but just happened to be in the same place.
See, that's one of the reasons you're a success, because you're interconnected.
Yeah.
You are connected. Not even interconnected. You're connected. You talk to people.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, that tends to be the case if you're on, you know, if you're on in the media, right? You get invited to parties, you go to things, you meet people.
No. People who are connected get invited to parties.
Well, okay.
So I think that's where it starts. It's like like people who win Nobel Prizes.
Yeah.
They may not be the best in their field, but they're the most communicative with the people in their
group. They're meant to be the best in their field, aren't they?
They're meant to be the best, but the reason they're hired is, well, we got to give Albert Einstein an award.
Well, he was probably quite convincing, Albert Einstein, I presume.
Very convincing.
How many Nobel Prizes did he get?
I think he only got
just one.
He got one, but it wasn't for it wasn't for E.
See, I've never won any awards, for example.
Yeah.
Although, I think, actually, did we win one award? But it was only internal, like inside the building when I was at Talk. But I've never won, like, you know, they do those, like, trick awards and industry awards and, you know, newspaper of the year and all that kind of thing. Never won one.
Well, why do you think that is?
I don't know. But I don't really care.
Do you say you don't care?
Well, it's a bit like, you know, the Rajars, and when the Rajar figures come out, and everybody goes, I don't care about them, until they go up, and then they go, oh, look, isn't that great? This is brilliant. Look, we've gone up. But we don't care if it's gone down. We don't care. It's not important. You know, they're not a proper measurement of
the
audience.
Well, I'm the kind of person who cares.
Yeah. Have you ever won an award?
I won an award for most valuable statistician for my...
That was not what I was expecting. Most valuable statistician where?
And for my football in Great Jones Cafe on West 3rd, on 3rd Street in New York.
Really?
For my softball team, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, it was good. And I won an award for the cunning stunt at the Edinburgh Festival.
Okay.
Where I promised to win... where the Edinburgh Festival had lost a sponsor for the Edinburgh Comedy Awards, whatever it was called, the Perrier Awards at that time.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I said that I'm going to be sponsoring it. It's going to be the Louis Schaefer Awards.
Right.
And it was brilliant. I said my mother was going to be on the judging panel. It was funny.
That was good. But it wasn't, I remember when the Perrier Awards stopped sponsoring. I was probably there at the same time as you, you know.
Yeah. When was that?
Well, it would have been around about 2006, 2007.
Yeah.
Around then. That was when we launched the radio station up there. And we used to have a little stand somewhere where we would broadcast from.
Yeah.
Inside the Edinburgh Festival. So I was probably there at the same time.
Probably were. We could have been friends.
Could have been like sliding doors.
Well, I mean, there were thousands of people.
There were.
I mean, thousands. And I used to love going there.
Do you ever think about that? Sliding Doors, you know, the movie. Have you seen the movie?
No.
It's a Gwyneth Paltrow movie. Quite a good movie.
I actually met her when I was...
She nice?
I didn't meet her, but I did meet her and her brother were the two most beautiful people I've ever seen in my entire life. Yeah.
And where did you see them?
Because their mother went to the same university that I went to.
Oh, okay.
So I saw them up there.
What was that? Columbia?
Bard. B-A-R.
Oh, Bard.
Once part of Columbia.
Okay.
Separate.
That's a private one, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, so you could have been up poor then, if you went to Bard.
We weren't that poor, but we were poor by Jewish standards.
mean, yeah, went to a private university.
It's like saying being poor in England. Well, you know, you're not.
Yeah, but people are probably poor in England, though. I mean, I grew up literally with nothing.
You think you did?
No, I didn't. I mean, my parents were both working, but they didn't have a lot of money. They rented their apartment. I grew up in an apartment. I never lived in a house.
Yeah, but what does that mean? You still had more food than someone living in Tasmania.
Tasmania?
Not Tasmania.
You mean Tanzania?
Tanzania.
Well, I don't know if I did, actually. I lived in the 70s. We didn't have much food.
Yeah, but you felt...
We didn't have much food.
Did you feel poor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't feel
but that doesn't mean you were really poor.
Well, I didn't have any money. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, you didn't have money, but what is poverty?
I worked from the age of 14, right?
Yeah.
And so I had money, and I had to buy all my own stuff. If I wanted to buy clothes and things as a teenager from about the age of 15, 16, I had to buy all my own stuff.
Yeah, but you had money for at least to buy the clothes. You weren't hungry.
Yeah, but it wasn't like much money. I made like £5 a day.
You're not listening to me. It's just relative.
Right.
We were poor by greatness.
But you went to a private university. You weren't poor.
Yeah.
Or you shouldn't have gone to the private university and saved the money and done something else with it.
No, because we believed in university back then.
What did you major in?
I majored in America. I don't want to discuss it. It's embarrassing.
No, I want to hear.
And I'm not going there. it was a bullshit. It was American studies.
So okay.
I mean, whatever that means.
What is that? Like American history.
It's like before they had gender studies.
Yeah, right.
It was that kind of stupid thing. Did it help me? Anything could help. Now I'm university educated, so it does help you.
So you've got a BA or something?
I've got a BA, yeah.
Right. BA. See, I never got one. I went to university for 2 years and then left.
Yeah.
I didn't finish it.
Because
back then you didn't need to.
And then in this country you needed to because Tony Blair wanted to be like
America. Well, he turned it all into a bloody business now, which is now a nightmare.
Not just a business.
I had to go and pick my son up last week from Salford University in Manchester.
Yeah.
And what a rip-off, right? He's living in this one-bedroom apartment, which was in a student block.
Yeah.
He had to take a lease from September of the previous year to August.
Right.
Even though he finished in May. So you have to pay like an extra 3 months rent.
Yeah.
Because that's the way they do it.
Yeah, because it's England. There's always something
it's
wrong.
It's ridiculous. Totally ridiculous.
I'm against it. One of my children went to uni and got a master's degree in uni.
Yeah.
And the other one didn't.
Right.
And
what's the difference with what they're now doing?
There is no difference, really.
Both doing nothing.
The one who didn't go to university probably makes more money and he might wind up more successful.
Well, this is the thing. I've got my daughter, who's my oldest of the four, her brother, who's also American, who lives in LA.
Yeah.
He didn't go to university and he is not particularly well off, but he's got a good job. He works on cars and stuff like that, you know, and he's in a band and he seems happy enough. And then the two younger ones, the one who's just graduated from Salford, doesn't know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
He's come back to Sussex. There are no jobs there. He's probably going to work in a bar. And then his brother, who decided not to go to university last year, has now decided he wants to go this year. So we'll see.
My advice to him is don't go to uni.
Well, that's what I said to him last year. Yeah. And he was up for that. And he was quite happy not to go. But now suddenly he's decided he wants to get a business degree.
It's the feminization of the whole world. It's the cause of all problems. It's women.
Women. It's taken you quite a long time to get around to that today.
Yeah.
So we're obviously weaning it out of you.
Well, you go to university. What is university? It's all run by women, organized by
What's
women.
What's wrong with that?
Because women,
I don't mind that.
Because women have a big problem, that they're women.
Yeah, but I don't mind being bossed around by women. Because you only have to make them think they're bossing you around.
No, they do boss you
around. No, but they love bossing you around. But you have to make them think that they're bossing
you around. No, they don't want to boss you around.
No, they do.
They don't. They have no respect for you if they boss you around.
Yeah, but that's the game you play. Like, you pretend that they're bossing you around, but they know and you know really that actually you're not doing that.
Yeah, but that's a bit complicated for most people.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's where I've been going wrong.
Women have destroyed this. I'm afraid to say it because
you can't. Because people don't like it when you start saying you hate women.
I don't hate women. I just don't think that they should be working. I don't think they should be out of the house. I don't think they should uncover their faces.
That's ridiculous, though. You
Why?
Can't, because we're not going to talk about that.
Why?
Because people won't like it.
Yeah, okay.
People don't like it. People don't want to hear that sort of crap.
Can't they hear that I'm joking?
No, because they don't get it. You're too subtle. You're too good at it. You see, that's the thing. You sound like
because,
you mean it.
Because there is truth.
You sound like
that.
You mean it.
I've been listening to this all this stuff. It's the feminization of the world. What women need to do and do best is to have children. They have uteruses and ovaries and whatever they have down there. And then they have
Most
kids.
Most of them do.
Most of them do. And then they're happy.
Right.
Because they have kids.
They are. And that's true.
I mean, not that a woman can't be happy.
My son's mother was very happy when he came back from uni.
Yeah.
Because she'd missed him.
Yes, she missed him.
But then in a couple of weeks' time, she'll be fed up that he's at home, though.
Yes, because women are never happy.
Right.
My kids live with me, and I'm just so happy that they're there.
Right.
Even if they're horrible.
Right.
They are really bad kids.
Well, they're obviously happy to be there, otherwise they wouldn't stay.
No, I charge them, like, no rent. I don't even check to see if they pay any rent.
Well, I mean, by the sounds of it, it's not worth paying much rent for the place you're living in.
No, it isn't. It isn't. But when their father's going bankrupt again.
Yes.
Again. What is the point you're making? Now, you basically destroyed me on today.
No.
I haven't got enough sleep.
No. You were going to say, why haven't you been sleeping?
Because I got an app to regulate my sleep. One of those.
Isn't that awful?
It is awful. It's basically telling me you're not sleeping.
But I've got this thing now, right? Where I've got, because I got this Fitbit, right?
Yes.
When I started going to the gym.
Yeah, I got that too.
One of those, right?
Yeah.
And so it monitors everything, including your sleep. I don't want it to monitor my sleep, but it does.
Yeah, right.
And apparently I don't sleep very well, because when I look at it in the morning, it shows me however many hours I've been asleep.
Yeah.
But it breaks it down into, you know, light sleep, deep sleep.
Yes, yes, that's what I have.
Awake.
Too.
You know, restless.
Yeah.
And I'm awake quite a lot during the course of the night.
Yes,
so I
me
don't
too.
Sleep as well.
Maybe that's everybody.
But
is
it an
way.
Age thing, though?
It could be an age thing, or maybe it's just BS. Maybe that's just the way it is.
I mean, I find that if I drink more, I sleep less well, for example. And if I'm tired enough and I don't drink and I go to sleep, I sleep longer. I don't wake up as much.
But do you go to sleep?
I can sleep anywhere. I'm really good at sleeping.
Do you go when you go home? You say I got to wake up tomorrow at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'll go to sleep now. Let's say at 10 o'clock at night.
I mean, if I really want to, I can usually do that. But last night, for example, I couldn't. Last night, I went out, saw a friend of mine because we were drinking the toast to Rod Little, and got home about, I guess about 7-ish or something like that, had some dinner, and then at 8 o'clock I think I kind of had I fell asleep for a couple of hours.
In a bed or on a chair?
I think in the bed.
Yeah.
And I then woke up at about 11 and I couldn't go back to sleep. So I was playing music. I was kind of messing about on Twitter.
So you were asleep for about 2-3 hours.
And then I didn't go back to sleep again until about 1.
Right.
And I had to get up at 5.
So you slept for 4 hours.
So I slept, but the 4 hours was intermittent as well. Right. So it wasn't, you know.
So what was the number on the thing?
So it says either, the best I can hope for is fair. Usually it says poor.
Do you remember what the number
is? I think
is?
It was something like five 50. Hours or something.
But it says there's a number like 50 or 49.
No, it gives me Google just the time. It doesn't give me, you mean like a mark?
On your Fitbit.
I don't think it gives me a mark, no. Well, I look at it on my Fitbit is linked to an app.
Right.
Which I look at on my phone. And so I normally just look at the time I'm supposed to have slept. But I mean, it's quite sophisticated because if I go home, like, for example, after this and have a nap for 45 minutes or something, it'll register that and it will say you napped for 45 minutes between, you know. And I can do that absolutely without waking up. So I can do 45 minutes flat out. But at night, I seemingly can't stay asleep for more than about, I don't know, half an hour. I keep waking up.
Well, you could have sleep apnea.
I might have.
Yeah. I mean, I thought I had that. I had one of those machines. And I wake up every 2 hours.
So do you wake up tired then?
I wake up tired when I look at the app, it says you're tired.
So you already, yeah. But the worst thing is, right, my phone started doing this weird shit where it started going, you need to set your sleep targets on the phone. And I was like, I don't want to do that. Why would I do that? But somehow it set them for me. And because I go.
So what are your sleep targets? Because I've been thinking about that myself.
Yeah, well, because of the phone has done it. I haven't done it. Because I get up at 5 a.m., and that's when I set my alarm, it gets to about 8:20 at night. And it says, it's time, and a message comes up and says, it's time for you to start winding down.
Oh, that's nice.
And I'm like, fuck off. What do you mean? I'm not doing what you want me to do. I start arguing with the phone. It's crazy.
See, that's why you're a competent person. Your watch is actually helping you.
Yeah, but I don't want it to help me, though. I don't want it to instruct me. I don't like getting instructions. I certainly don't want instructions from
No, I'm the same way, because I'm always thinking, you know, like today, I got to wake up at 9 to get here.
Right.
Right? If I got to wake up at 9... to get here.
9 is not an early wake up, though.
For me, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, because you're up late.
I'm up always late. So I think to myself, I'll go to sleep at 11 o'clock.
Right.
Right?
So, do you go to sleep at 11?
No. I basically fall asleep at about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, what do you do till 4 o'clock in the morning, though?
A lot of times I'm just sitting in bed.
Right.
Or I'm watching YouTube videos.
Right, okay. Well, that's not very good for you.
Well, what does it mean to be good?
Well, I mean, the point is that if you're up and because you're out or you're working or something late, that's fine. But if you're just effing around, you know, and you don't get to sleep till 4.
I eff around all day.
I mean, I would probably, if I didn't have to get up, I would probably stay up a lot later because I like staying up later.
Yeah.
But because I have to get up at 5, I have to at least get myself a few hours sleep.
It puts me into a panic. Everything puts me into a panic. I think I've got to wake up at 9. That means I want to sleep for 8 hours.
Right.
I go to sleep at 1, but next thing you know, 1 is 2, 2 is 3. Yeah.
Well,
3
8 hours is too long anyway.
Probably it is. And so then I go to sleep at 4. I wake up at 6, okay? And then I go back to bed.
Why are you telling me?
I'm looking at Nico's on the other channel there. My friend Nico. Oh, but tell him to come in and say hello.
Nico,
yeah, he's fantastic.
He is funny, isn't he?
He is really funny.
He is good. How are we doing for time, by the way? How long have we been going?
36.
It's still time to finish it up.
I don't know. We need to put some content. This is what I feel. I feel there's not enough content coming.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because people like that. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not sure that they do.
They do. They like the fact that there is no content. There's no content, right?
There's just two old guys. Here, you're not old.
Getting older by the day.
But you're 66.
I'm going to be 66 this weekend.
This is why.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't think I look 66.
Well, they said the difference. You do. You look older. You do? Than, yeah, you do. You look horrible.
Have I told you about the have you told you about the tube experience?
What, was somebody offered you this
well,
seat?
People, yeah, this young woman was like, would you like my seat? I was like,
do you want to know something?
No.
When I was in the 50s, when I was 50s, people would give me their seat because I was in such bad physical condition. Right. Before I went on this diet.
Yeah, but I don't feel as though I'm in bad physical condition.
I know. Rod Little probably felt great right before he died.
Well, I mean, let it be a lesson to people. You know, sometimes when you give stuff up and you've been doing it for such a long time.
Oh, you're going to blame that.
I'm not going to blame that, but sometimes...
You do. You just think you are blaming
it. No, I'm saying it's possible that sometimes when you give up...
It's a possible blame.
It's a possibility, yeah. Because if you've been doing something all your life and then suddenly you stop...
Yeah, you've done damage.
You know, I mean, I smoked for pretty much 40-odd years, 45 years.
What about the even years? Just the odd years?
Very good. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
See, I got that one. That's the first joke of yours I've got.
Yeah, but you didn't laugh. Show it
with
your
face. Well, it wasn't that funny, though, but, you know.
That's a pretty good joke.
No, but at least I got it, though.
Because English people always say that. They always say 40-odd years. I say, what about the even years?
I know. It's true.
I used to be a comedian.
No, you still are, aren't you?
I don't know. You tell me.
I think you are.
Seem like a comedian.
I think, well, you'd have to be dressed like that.
Am I dressed too casually, do you think?
Everything, no. You take it all too seriously.
I take everything seriously.
I know. You shouldn't. You really shouldn't.
I take everything seriously, but people think that I'm kidding.
Right.
And the truth is, I'm not kidding. I'm taking, you know. It's actually good for me because I never get any complaints because I was just kidding. I'm just kidding. But I am actually serious. The point is... You have to be thin. Like I tell my.
Being thin is a good thing. No
it's
question.
It's a good thing. And how do you become thin? You don't have the bun on the.
The only way to become thin is to take in less calories than you expound.
Yes.
Expend. That's the way to do it, right?
Yes. Yeah.
It's the only way.
That's
the
actual.
Although, on the other hand, if you're living in Britain and you're on the NHS, you can go and get a fat jab. You see how much money they're spending on that shit?
I could believe
they're spending hundreds of millions of pounds. Just in one NHS, there was a story in the Sun this week, in one NHS area, like Darlington, up northeast, 23 million. They were giving a fat jab to somebody every 7 seconds. 23 million.
That's,
in one health trust.
Was that person complaining? Was that a bit too much?
Really thin now, you know, as you can
every
imagine.
Every 7 seconds.
Yeah. It's like that that great, one of the great jokes, I think, was the, you know, when Bono used to do that UNICEF advert. You know, where he went, every time I clap my hands, a child dies. So they were like, well, stop fucking clapping your hands then. But anyway.
The point is, here's the point, is that don't take a fat jab.
No, I would never do that.
No. What you need to do is,
just eat less, exercise more, that's the end.
Yeah, but that's not a healthy way of living. If you eat less, you should eat entirely protein foods.
Well, though, there was a piece this week in the Telegraph. I don't believe it for a second because I think it's the backlash where some professor or other in the Netherlands or somewhere has come out and said a protein-only diet could shorten your life.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going
for? No, it's the other way around.
Right.
It's like with me. I did that. I ate half as much food. But when you eat half as much food, you're not getting enough.
Well, it depends what you're eating as well. You know? So, for example, for me, I eat a lot less bread than I used to eat.
Yes.
I eat a lot less pasta and rice than I used to eat.
Yes.
And so, therefore, I eat less. If I'm having chili now, for example, I'll just have the chili.
Yes, which is, a high-protein food.
And then that's a high-protein food, and so I'm getting plenty of, you know, energy out of it.
So how are you arguing with me? Why are you arguing
with me? I'm not arguing with you.
You're saying that I was wrong, but I'm not wrong.
No, I didn't say you were wrong.
I'm saying it's like what I used to do.
Right.
It's like...
You've just said to me, if you eat less, it doesn't necessarily help you. Well, it does if you eat less of the wrong stuff.
Yes, I did say that.
Right.
You have to change what you're eating.
Yeah, so that's
like
what I did.
Like with me, I would eat, let's say I was eating 2,500 calories.
Yeah.
And now, next thing you know, I'm eating 1,300 calories. You're going to lose weight. But because you're only eating 1,300 calories, there's 50% less protein in that.
Well, the idea of weightlifting, I know you don't agree with weightlifting, but my personal trainer tells me that once you build more muscle... Then when you eat the calories actually go to the muscle.
Yeah.
And that means that you actually burn it quicker.
Right.
So that's the other, you know, that's the combination of the
things. But the other side is, I mean, I do believe in exercise. I do believe in exercise. But the way you lose weight is just eat less food.
Yeah, just don't be a greedy bastard.
But you know what, you don't need, like with me, I didn't have breakfast.
Yeah, me neither.
And I'm going to have lunch.
I just had a hamburger, and I won't eat now anything else until tonight. I'll have something. You know,
But I used to eat 24/7.
Yeah.
Like,
well, when I first went to New York, yeah. I couldn't stop eating because the food was so amazing.
Yeah.
Because I'd come from this kind of pauper's country where we didn't have any food.
There
we
were really no restaurants. Didn't.
And there was nothing open.
Yeah.
Right? When I would go, there was a place called Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Yeah.
On 34th Street.
Yes, I've been there.
Right? And it was open all night. And I used to go and get completely shit-faced in Costello's until about 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And then I'd walk home. And on the way home, I'd stop there and get a double chili burger or something, stuff my face with it, and then go to bed.
And then
I wondered why I put on about 5 stone.
Yeah. Yeah, right. There was food
those
in America.
Those burgers were great, though.
Oh, my
and
God.
The pizzas, you know, you'd walk by and you'd just grab a slice of pizza.
It was a pound.
Yeah.
$1 for a pizza.
I know. Amazing.
How can you say no? My pizza place, which is not closed, £5.50 for a slice of pizza.
I know, it's ridiculous.
It tasted delicious, but it's still £5.
Pizza's another thing that I don't eat anymore, really. I didn't used to be a lot of it, but you'd occasionally, like once a month or something, you'd get a couple of pizzas. Now I just don't do them.
No. Well, that's what you need to do. You need to, I mean, this guy is helping you. He is helping you.
Yeah.
But it's a simple plan is just eat no carbs, eat only raw red beef and runny eggs.
Yeah, I don't mind soft boiled eggs, but I don't want them runny. And
not the white bit. You don't want the white bit. I'm talking about the yolks.
Yeah, but not too runny, though.
Yeah, it should be totally runny. It should be cold almost. Look at in Rocky. Remember the guy was eating the thing?
Well, I mean, Rocky used to drink raw eggs, didn't he?
Should we have arguments? I think we need to have more freeze-on between the two of us. You've got to... Lewis, you're a fucking idiot. You've got to start...
Yeah, well, we can do that, but, you know, only if it happens naturally.
No, we should fake it so it looks like it's happening naturally.
Because people will see through it.
No, they won't. I'm a very good actor, and I think you're a good actor, too.
You think?
Yes.
All right.
I mean, how did you get to the position you're in? It's a lot of it is just acting.
It's true.
It is true. But, I mean, on the other
side... We're at the end now. You know, give them too much, and then they'll expect it every week.
Well,
like
why not?
45 minutes.
Why
not? It's too long.
Tell them where are we going to be next?
Where?
Yeah, where I'm going to be on my stream, which is 5 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, okay. So 5 you can o'clock watch that. For Lewis's stream.
It says Lewis Schaefer Uncooked.
I don't know what... I guess Pooch should put this
out.
It's
very similar to this without anything interesting happening.
Right.
It's just like me talking.
Well, that's fine.
It's like two people making love, but it's just one person.
Well, one of them's asleep.
one of them isn't there. One of them has already called...
Technically, that's rape, I think.
Who's called the police.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, absolutely. What have you just done?
Yeah,
and she wakes up. Well, it's a pleasure. Good to see you.
It is good.
Thank you.
I like you.
I think
I'd like to be good friends with you.
No, well, you are. We are friends, you know, until we fall out.
Yeah.
You know.
Have you fallen out with a lot of people?
Yeah,
you probably do.
Yeah. Yeah, because in the end, you know... I'm just joking.
You have enough.
No, I don't
people.
Really fall out with people, but just things move on, don't they?
Yeah, they move on.
And you move city or you move country or something.
And you forget.
Like, I don't have any friends from university at all.
None.
Anymore. I still keep in touch with. I have no friends from school. I have one old friend from the days when I used to work in this bakery in Hampstead, who still listens to my show and we still talk and we meet every now and again. But I don't, and then I have friends from different kind of stages of my life, but I don't have that many really old friends.
But how can you? Because you've met thousands and millions of people.
And I've lived in different places.
In different places.
Right.
And friendship for men is different than friendship with women.
Yeah.
A friendship for the guys, like, do we share something in common?
Right.
Like, actually do something. With women is like,
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of guys in New York I used to play golf with. Some of them are dead now.
Yeah.
You know? You
don't play golf with them anymore.
No.
So you don't see them anymore.
And also, they don't live anywhere near me now.
Yeah, and they don't see you.
Right.
But you could be friends with them, and that's the difference between
men and women. If they came to London and said, you want to go out for a drink, I'd go out for a drink.
And you'd be best friends.
It'd be fine.
For that moment.
Yeah.
I need more friends.
You need more friends.
I used to have a lot of friends.
Maybe we should do a sort of a roundup of friends for Lewis and have a campaign.
Yeah.
Maybe you could do that on your live stream.
I'm trying to make friends this way. This is what I'm trying to do.
Well, there'll be people following us that want to be your friend.
And if
maybe we'll do a live show one day, and then you can meet a load of people.
Yes.
Well, that'll be fun.
Well, I used to be a real comedian. Yeah. I used to perform 6-7 nights a week.
Well, there we go. Well, then we should do a live show.
Yeah, we should do a live show.
Let's do that.
Well, where would we do it? We can discuss it.
No, I know exactly where we could do it, because I used to do it at Half Moon in Putney.
Yeah. Right. Oh, that's interesting.
Which is quite a nice little place.
No, it's a little bit out of the way.
Out of the way?
Yeah. Right. Well, maybe it isn't.
Well, maybe we'll just do it in here and invite, like, you know, 10 people.
Could do that.
We could. Anyway, that's too long. How long is it now?
47 minutes.
47 minutes? That's way too long.
That is too long.
Yeah, we might have to edit some of it out.
Why?
Because I don't want to give them too much because they'll expect it, you know, 45 minutes of time. It's too long. But anyway, we'll see you. Lewis will be on his live stream.
At 5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock, every day.
Lewis Schaefer on
this
YouTube.
This might not come out till after five, so.
Yeah, probably.
It could be tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you like tomorrow. Yeah,
anyway.
I'm doing it every single day. I give the people too much.
You do. You're too selfless.
Yes.
Anyway.
And people don't like it.
No.
So I agree.
Leave them
you.
Wanting more is what I say.
But you know what? I want them to like me, as I say, anal warts and all. I want them to know everything about me.
I didn't know you had anal warts. Well, maybe that'll be the next podcast. Lewis's anal warts. Should we stop it? Can you do that? Thank you.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.